This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 10. This is letter number 3026, Baruch Hashem, dated the 13th day of Maheshvat, Toshin Tezva, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to the great genius, to great titles here, Moreinu Shleime Yosef Sheyichye Zevin. He was the author of the Encyclopedia Talmudit, and he was a Chabadnik, and he was a... We have several letters to the Rebbe, from the Rebbe to him, that we already studied. So the Rebbe said, Shalom Uvracha, I just received your letter from Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, the portion of Lech Lecha. And also several days I received your previous letter, and yesterday I received the Concordancia, the Concordance, the first volume of the Talmudis, the Concordancia Talmudis. The Rebbe calls it Concordancia Talmudis, and that is the Encyclopedia Talmudis, I presume. So the Rebbe says, in my first glance at it, so... In several matters, the Rebbe says, it appears that there is only a technical, external approach without getting into the inner things. The Rebbe explains. The Rebbe says, some things are not like accepted across the board. So you mention something like the root of a word or explaining a word, and you don't make a note to tell you that it's not obvious that this is the translation, that is the root. The Rebbe says you're just writing technically, externally, without really explaining in the inside what it is. So the Rebbe says, perhaps... The Rebbe says maybe the author has already explained all the above in his previous concordances, like in the Mishnah and the Tosefta, that I hadn't seen. But the Rebbe says that would not still be sufficient, because in old times, especially today, we cannot rely that for sure people are going to be searching in other books something which is difficult for them. So apparently this author is somebody else, and this is a concordance. This is not the Talmud, the Encyclopedia Talmudis. And because the Rebbe says maybe he's written it in his previous concordances on the Mishnah and Tosefta's, but the Rebbe says you can't rely today that people are going to be looking in other books, something which is difficult for them. You have to give them explanation right here. The Rebbe said, we know that in the olden days, they can write shorthand. But today, we have to be articulate. We can't leave things unexplained. We should make references, explaining them, and giving people the opportunity that they don't have to go ahead and search for the answers by looking elsewhere. The Rebbe says this is not actually a complaint. Why they didn't do it better than they has done. But the Rebbe says, as a useful sefer to search for a word or a saging or a saying of our sages, that already exists. But perhaps if you want to use it just as a useful book to look for a word or for some saying, maybe the Rebbe says, maybe there is an advantage in the above approach, because the one who's looking doesn't always know the inner meaning. and sometimes he doesn't even know the translation of the word. He just knows the combination of the words. So I guess maybe the Rebbe is justifying that it's that way. But anyways, that's a book that he sent. The Rebbe says, thank you for your trouble in buying and sending me that book. The Rebbe quotes from the Gemara, Chamru lemoro tivyusu l'shakichulu. That while the wine belongs to the master, but yet the thank you that you give goes to the butler, the one who serves you the wine. You tell him thank you. Even though it's not his wine, it's somebody else's wine. But yet, when you come to give a thank you, you give a thank you to the butler. So while the Rebbe is saying, you're not the author of the book, but you're the one that sent it to me. So I'm giving you the thank you for your trouble and for providing this book for me. And the Rebbe says, so from this subject to a similar subject, so the Rebbe says, I'm going to allow myself to trouble your honor, something as such. So the Rebbe says, for sure you know what I have discussed with Rabbi Chosid, Harav Baruch Yoshi Harav, with all the titles, Harav Baruch Yoshi Garadetsky, about sending the books, the Sforim, of the Moshe Rav Kook. Moshe Rav Kook was a publishing house which published a lot of important Sforim. And the Rebbe has spoken to Rabbi Garadetsky for their publishing house to send the Rebbe their publications. And the Rebbe says, up till now, that has not yet been come to fruition. It's not yet materialized. Even though Rebbe Baruch Yo Garadetsky Shichya told me, you know, that he has written to the one that he spoke to him about bringing it, making it happen. So, and also that they wrote to my relative, Zril Zelik Shechaslonim, there were several letters for him, that he should take upon himself the trouble to packing the books and the expense of the shipping, and of course he'll get paid back for this with an additional thank you. But yet, so the Rebbe says, he uses the expression that from here till the river of Gichen, even when you get a promise, that's an expression of the Bereshis Rabbo, he says that, he quotes from the Novi over there, in which he promised him, and then he says, oh, okay, let it be so, because a lot of things can happen in between. So basically, I know they've promised and everything, they're going to send the books and everything, but there could be a lot of things in between. So I hope, he says, the Rebbe says, that your honor will find the proper way to work at it, that this should come out in actuality. Thank you in advance. And further, the Rebbe says, I enjoyed about the idea of that the family has the family of Rav Elio Yeshzal Midribin, that was a Babich Chosid, and his family had the arousal, they had the intention to publish his writings that have not yet been published. So that they wanted Leo Yosef Midribin to publish his writings that have not yet been published, and the Rebbe says, so this is such a good action, I say that this is self-understood, and for sure you'll organize it, that it should also look beautiful externally, in addition to generally that you gotta beautify yourself before Hashem. But because of what's going on and during these times, this is the way to draw many of our Jewish people, of them to look in something inside. If you have a nice cover, it has a nice presentation, so people hopefully will look inside and to reflect on its inside. And the Rebbe says, there's no need to go into length for somebody like yourself. And The Rebbe says, I'm really intending over here that not in the external of the external, I mean, which means the print and the paper, but also, I mean also the handles for the bucket, you know, like when there is references, they're called like handles because you're able to get what's standing in the bucket. You can't get the bucket if you don't have a handle to pick it up with. So, and the Rebbe says comparisons to references, and which is the external of the internal. So in other words, not only not talking about just the printing of the paper, but there should be inside over there the references. And the Rebbe says, since it looks like they are consulting you, and you have an influence on them, so for sure that it also will be organized. And I'm coming, the Rebbe says, I want to point out that since the Sefer Ole Yosef has already been gone for many time, for a long time, it's been out of print, and the expense to print things through a photograph to copy the book, that's not such a big trouble. Maybe they'll also, in addition to the other writings, they will publish the Sefer again. The Rebbe says, for sure, the family members of Rav Eliyahu Yosef Zal have the actual manuscript of his handwriting. And this is like been several weeks that I received a gift from somebody from the Holy Land in which he has his handwriting. And he writes to me that this is actually the handwriting of the author of Ole Yosef. And then when I asked him how did he get it, he said that it's been several years. He bought it by a retailer, somebody who's selling books, a Mecher Svarim, and he doesn't remember the details. As far as the matters of the Torah Semes, that's the yeshiva, the Rebbe said, I enjoyed from what you wrote that the situation in the yeshiva has been improved, and also spiritually, both in Torah and in the davening with Yerushalayim. And let it be the will of Hashem that the situation should keep on improving, should be Malim Bekodesh, to go up higher in holiness. That in itself will widen also the physical matters. And this will be similar to what our sages of blessed memory call it, the land of the deer. Why is it called the land of a deer? That refers to Israel physically. Why do we call it like a deer? Because a deer skin, if you skin it, you can never put it over. It tightens. You can never put it back it shrinks, that you can't put it back. So basically what the Rebbe is saying is Israel, what the Gemara says, Israel expands to how many inhabitants? And when there's less inhabitants, it actually shrinks. So physically, it shrinks, but physically comes from and evolves and ishtalshul from this spiritually. So the same thing is, the Rebbe says, in Torah and its matter, which are the spiritual Eretz Yisrael, that the more Eretz Yisrael, the more Torah, the more Eretz Yisrael we have, we expand. So Israel gets bigger in the spiritual sense as well. The other thing is, they were talking about making a Chazit Datit, that's a religious block. And the Rebbe says, it's understood that this is very, very proper. And to make a united front, the religious people in Israel, to present as a united block, not a block. And the fact that you say, that you are not a big believer in this, so the Rebbe says, maybe now it's been changed from the way it was 2 years ago. Because then they were pushing on the religious parties from the inside, which means the religious people. So therefore, the leaders of the parties didn't want to listen to this. But now when the pressure and the force is coming from the outside, that means from the negative, from those lefties, they're trying to, making problems for the Yidden. So when it was from the Yidden, they didn't, from the inside, from the religious people, so they didn't want the parties to get together. Each one wanted their own party, so they wanted to go separate. But now, the religious people are feeling the pressure from the outside, which they're putting, they're trying to change things from the outside, so there is more room that people will forego on the imaginary benefit to being the only party leader of this party, so it shouldn't cause damage to the entire religious situation in the Holy Land. So maybe they'll be able to get together. And further, the Rebbe answered, it says, blessing you, Mazel Tov, for your news, your notice, that very soon the sixth volume of Encyclopedia Talmudis is going to appear, and let it be the will of the Blessed Hashem that you should, the Shem should flow to you tremendous success in continuation with the volumes, and the benefit and the many hinges on you. By the way, the Rebbe says, during the Fabrengen of Beis HaShe'ev of this year, I looked into what you wrote in your book, HaMoyadim BaHalocha, and in the Moyad in the Halocha, and in the notes over there, especially as far as the matter of the libation of water. And the Rebbe says, I realized that you had missed, the Rebbe points to the Shalom of the Chuvis, Avnei Nezer, Chelik Beis, Simen Tzadik, Tov Tzadik Hei, unlike the note of the Gro. The Rebbe sends him a note that he missed something out of there. Now, the Rebbe says, I'm not sure, it's not clear to me the benefit in this that you write, what I'm going to write, the Rebbe says, I'm not sure what the benefit. And the Rebbe says, yet I cannot resist. And the Rebbe says, and that's by introducing the saying of our sages and blessed memory, and it's also brought down in Halacha, Lamais in the Rambam, that you cannot permit three things. If you have a Beis Din that allows for three things, that's called a Beis Din, a permissible Beis Din. I mean, that allows different things. In other words, if things are known to be prohibited and they go ahead and permit it, if they do it three things, it's called a Beis Din Sharia. So the Rebbe says, and in contradiction to this, in every place, the Rebbe says, that we find an article, and sometimes even in Torah articles, from Harav HaGaon, somebody, the Rebbe is referring to somebody, it always includes in it some sort of an allowance, and sometimes a very surprising allowance. I don't know who this rabbi, the Rebbe, is talking about, but I'm going to guess maybe this is Rabbi Gorin used to, or... I mean, I don't know that this would be, I shouldn't even guess about somebody, but the Rebbe said, I don't know who can influence him in a similar situation. Even if you would say that all of those allowances that he publicizes are very clear, 100%, but in addition to the saying of our sages above about a Beis Din that allows, that it's considered a Beis Din Sharia, but it's obvious that we're talking over here by even a Beis Din which is a kosher and has an extension from many generations, Samuch, and yet they don't allow it, such a kind of conduct. So maybe it's possible that in between one allows to another one also to put out a letter of some stringency or some prohibition. It's not, it's impossible that there are some things that he should also prohibit it. And even Beis Hillel, they testified that sometimes they're stringent. The Rebbe says all that it comes from this rabbi is only allowances, allowances, and allowances. The Rebbe said there should be some other also to see that he's a stringency. That the Rebbe says, I said in a kind of in a joking way, that because of his view and his always trying to find leniencies and an allowance, he went so far that he found a leniency and a kind of an allowance that the Kohanim go on the graves of Tzadikim. Even that Maril Mianovich, the brother of the Alter Rebbe, and also I know from the Polish Rebbe, they didn't find any allowance for this. But he wants to find an allowance. The Rebbe blesses with success to him and looks for all the good news and all the above with the Rebbe's signature. Okay, I mean,